5. We're launching into the third hour of the program. Bring up anything you would like. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 855-450-FREE. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Allie.
And the Emperor of Earth, Daryl.
Don't forget, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where you can enjoy a variety of features. We give them away to you. Freetalklive.com, you can control the content. Submit what you want to the site. It gets voted on, and if it gets enough votes, we'll make it to the front page of the site so the more people see it, like the hosts of the show. Go to freetalklive.com. Get interactive there. Now, we still have this Venus Project thing to talk about here, but our last caller, Andy, brought up MDMA, which is a product with which I'm somewhat familiar. I've probably done it maybe a dozen times in my life, and I think it's an amazing drug. I would recommend, if you're going to do it, that you do your due diligence and do the necessary research before getting into it, because a lot of times if you buy something called ecstasy on the street, you're going to get something that's entirely different. You're going to get something that is an imposter drug that has nothing in relation to actual MDMA, which is what the real drug is supposed to be in ecstasy. So the streets is a very unreliable source for this particular product, and that's of course thanks to the black market and prohibition. Of course, there's the development, thankfully, in the Bitcoin world of the Silk Road, which actually allows you to have an open drug market, an open anonymous drug market, where you can purchase drugs anonymously using through Tor and using Bitcoin. And because it's an open market, because sellers have a reputation that they're concerned with, you've got a better likelihood of actually getting what it is that you've ordered.
So you should still test your drugs, and you could go to bunkpolice.org, and they sell drug testing kits pretty cheap.
I hadn't heard of bunkpolice.org. There's also DanceSafe, which is one of the organizations that originated the idea of testing these things. So they'll sell you a kit. They're cheap, like you said. They last through many, many uses, and you'll definitely get your money's worth because it'll help you identify the stuff that's bad. You don't want to take that. And there's a lot to learn about, you know, different circumstances under how to use these things and make sure you stay hydrated, for instance, and, you know, don't just jump into it. But I understand that people are going to, someone will say, well, you guys are encouraging drug use. No, that's not what I'm doing. I'm encouraging people to use, if they're going to use drugs, to be safe about it. It's called harm reduction. It's knowing that people are going to use drugs. See, I'm not going to live under some ridiculous delusion that people are going to not use drugs. People are going to use drugs. Humans tend to enjoy these sorts of things, whether we're talking about alcohol or whether we're talking about MDMA or cannabis or, you know, you fill in the drug of choice there, caffeine. People use drugs. People alter their state of consciousness. They do it for different reasons, but the fact is they do it. And so if people can be kept safe when they're in the process of using these drugs through knowledge being imparted to them, then I think that's valuable, and I think that's worth the airtime. But Andy had called in to talk about MDMA and how frustrating he finds it, as someone who's never used it, according to him, how frustrating he finds it that there's no studies that can be done of any significance because it's completely prohibited, and so doing a study on MDMA would violate federal law, and so just generally it can't be done. But every now and then there's some information that comes out about some of these studies that are in a lot of cases being done underground, and there have, I think, been one or two of them that have actually, for whatever reason, been approved by the DEA. I just looked for ecstasy and PTSD on Google, and there was a lengthy piece over at CNN about one lady's story, and I think these stories are very interesting. Her name's Rachel Hope, and when she picked up the phone to call Dr. Michael Mithofer in 2005, she didn't have high hopes. She says, I have very low expectations. Now, Ms. Hope suffers from post-traumatic stress disorder and had done so for years before investigating whether the drug ecstasy might be able to free her from her torment. Her PTSD was traced to a period of sexual abuse as a child and a life-threatening car accident.
Wow.
The initial 45-minute conversation, Mithofer determined that Hope didn't have other serious psychological problems. He agreed to fly her to South Carolina to take part in his study of the experimental therapy. There, she underwent more psychological testing and a physical exam. There were standard therapy sessions so Mithofer could understand her past and her symptoms, and finally she was ready. Light streamed through a skylight as Hope lay back on a futon in Mithofer's office in the rear of a small bungalow. On either side sat Mithofer and his wife Annie, a nurse. She put in a CD and music started playing. As Hope placed a capsule on her tongue, they began to talk. 30 minutes later, she began to feel deflated. Even though she had no experience with drugs, she knew she'd been given a placebo. True to their protocol, the Mithofers continued the therapy as if Hope were under the influence of MDMA. Said Hope, "We went through the process, but by the end, I was like, I'm not different." A week later, Mithofer called back. He had permission to conduct MDMA sessions with test subjects who'd previously received the placebo. Would Hope like to fly back to South Carolina? And so, once again, she found herself on the futon. The light streaming, the music playing, the capsule on the tongue. This time, everything changed. She recalled that it was like my whole brain was powered up like a Christmas tree all at once. Listening to audio tapes, it isn't obvious what's happening. The conversation is fractured, but something was going on inside Hope's brain. She said, "Somehow I became aware of the hardwiring decisions that my brain had made to explain why all these traumatic things happened to me, and what they meant to me about being a woman, a child living in the world, about sex, and about violence," she said. "What the medicine did, it brought everything up for question." Mithofer said he lets patients drive the direction of the session. Typically, they alternate between talking and stretches of pure introspection. The trauma, he said, always seems to come up. "It's not that people just have a blissed-out experience and feel great about the world," he cautioned. "A lot of the time, it's revisiting the trauma, and it's a painful, difficult experience, but the MDMA seems to make it possible for them to do it effectively."
So I have experimented with MDMA, 5 stars, but I'm not suggesting anyone do it. But I think that because it's used recreationally, I think a lot of people see it as something that's just a party drug. But it has similar effects for even people that haven't been through like a rape or something like that. I think it's just like allows people to sort of forgive themselves. There's sort of like an openness, forgiving yourself and others around you sort of vibe to doing it. And I think that that's like part of the difficulty of like going and revisiting a traumatic experience, because you probably made bad decisions after having experienced some kind of trauma related to it, and you probably feel kind of guilty about it. So I think that it can be difficult to realize how something has really impacted you, and people will try to think that it hasn't. But doing this sort of makes you, can make someone able to be open about it, and, you know, it's like self-analytical and
sure,
like
really
that.
Look at yourself and what choices you've made, and be able to talk to someone else about it, too, not just, you know, not just inside yourself, but also to relate to others. And let me continue with her story. She said it certainly worked for her. She estimates that 80% of her symptoms, remember, she's got PTSD, she estimated that 80% of her symptoms disappeared after that first MDMA-assisted session. She said it allowed me to rewire my brain. Another 10% of her symptoms went away over the next few weeks, she said. According to the results. Now, that's significant.
Yeah.
You know, you look at the different medicines that mankind, or, you know, the allopathic medicine field has come down with, and it's always, "Well, Daryl, we've diagnosed you with this problem, and now you're going to have to take this pill forever."
Yeah.
And I don't know about you, but that doesn't sound like a solution to me. That sounds like covering up a problem.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Well, do you think that maybe ecstasy isn't necessarily, like, maybe there might be a better alternative, like having, you know, a loving partner or something who could help you even more than ecstasy could maybe help you. But if you don't have that, then ecstasy is a good substitute. I don't know.
Maybe having both would be good.
Ideally.
But, yeah, because MDMA was created as the love drug to help during couple.
It was created.
That was my understanding, is that the guy that created him, or maybe the guy that brought it back into sort of popularity. It was the love drug to help couples during couples counseling.
There's more coming up here. 855 450 free. We'll tell you more about the PTSD and the MDMA and take your thoughts too. Free Talk Live.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the worldwide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day, we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing, and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crisis. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dry guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze-Dry Guy. The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you take control of the airwaves here, 855-450-FREE. We're talking about MDMA and PTSD and how apparently MDMA, a lot of cases, has really, really helped people. Unlike a lot of the traditional methods of treatment for PTSD, MDMA, in one lady's case, eliminated 80% of her symptoms instantaneously. I mean, after the first session, after her first dose, 80% of her PTSD was gone. We'll continue her story here in moments. 855-450-FREE. If you'd like to comment, you can bring up whatever you would like with you tonight. It's Ian.
Allie.
And Daryl.
Daryl's got himself a website. It's fpp.cc, Free Patriot
Free Press Publications.
You think I'd get it right by now, Daryl? I mean, yeah. You've only corrected me 7 or 8 times at this point. It used to be Free Patriot Press.
Yes.
Now it is Free Press Publications.
Yes.
FPP.cc. You're a publisher. You publish great liberty-oriented books like Voluntary Islam.
By Davi Barker, who is the Muslim agorist.
Right.
It's a very good book. It's been entered in a couple of book awards. So hopefully people outside of the libertarian circle will become familiar with the book.
Excellent. I think it'd be a great book for anybody who's a Muslim that you want to introduce to the ideas of voluntarism, and also a great book for anyone who doesn't understand what Muslims are all about.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of misinformation about the Islamic belief system, and this book really sets a lot of it straight, I think.
And Davi told me that somebody told him that voluntary Islam, in their opinion, is the healing our world for the Muslim world.
I think so. I mean, I'm not all the way done with it yet, but thus far, and I'm a third of the way through, and I think that absolutely is a true statement. So, fpp.cc, plus I can get some of your free podcasts and newsletter, or not yes. newsletter, but newspaper. It's all there at fpp.cc. And bitinstant.com, if you want to get some bitcoins, they are the fastest, safest, and the easiest way to acquire bitcoins. I can say that this is true from my experience because I've tried some of the alternatives. I've looked at some of these other options out there, and as far as speed of getting those bitcoins, all the other stuff, you've got to, like, transfer money out of a bank account, and that takes several days before you can even get the money into your account, and then buy the bitcoins. In this case, you literally can walk down to CVS or Walmart or wherever it is a MoneyGram location is. You do the MoneyGram thing with a phone that they have or fill out a form. It depends on the location and how they have it set up. And literally within moments, you can have your bitcoins in your Bitcoin wallet. And there's other ways to do it, too, like using Dwolla. But BitInstant makes it easy. Go to BitInstant.com. They've got something like 1 million locations in over 10 countries worldwide. And so it is easy. BitInstant.com. 855-450-FREE. Skype us at username lrn.fm. The story is from CNN. It's about a lady who has some, or had some PTSD. Her name's Rachel Hope, and she went on a very rare opportunity to be part of a study surrounding PTSD and the use of MDMA as a treatment within the first, or just after the first treatment, the first session, which included, you know, psychotherapy session along with the dose of the MDMA.
And it was a psychologist there to talk to her, like a therapist who would normally be talking to people about this kind of thing, or was it just her?
Yeah, a psychologist.
Okay.
Yeah. So I had said psychiatrist earlier, but yeah, I meant psychologist. So according to the story here, about 80% of her symptoms for PTSD disappeared after the first session, and then another 10% went away over the next few weeks. And this is an experience that a lot of people have that have tried MDMA under, you know, therapy kind of environment, that basically it has worked in a way that all the traditional treatments just can't. And so a little bit more about the study here. The results were published. Now, this story is actually from December of 2012. The results were published toward the end of 2012 in the Journal of Psychopharmacology, and the effect was typical. Of 19 subjects in the study, more than two-thirds still showed significant improvement more than 3 years later. Because we talked about this news on Free Talk Live originally when the study came out, and now they've done a follow-up. 3 years later, they found out that this isn't a temporary effect. It's not like some sort of euphoria that is brought on by the drug and then wears off after a few weeks. No. 3 years later, the problems were gone. They're still gone. And It says here that the doctor in the case, Mithoffer, and what they describe, what he describes and his colleagues describe as a meaningful, sustained reduction in their symptoms. With PTSD, a common measure of severity is the so-called CAPS score, determined by answers on a detailed questionnaire. To be part of the study, patients needed a CAPS score above 50, which generally signifies moderate to severe PTSD symptoms. Now, at the time, before she had her therapy session, Hope had rated at a score of 86. So definitely strongly with some serious issues. At a long-term follow-up, about 3 years after their final MDMA-aided session, only two people in the study had scores as high as 50, so that's two out of the original 19. And the CAP score for Hope was down to 14.
Wow.
One patient, who chose to stay anonymous, described a sense of new freedom. The patient wrote, "I was always too frightened to look below the sadness. The MDMA and the support allowed me to pull off the controls, and I knew how and what and how or fast, how fast or slow I needed to see my pain."
You know, people in the society, the only way they know how to deal with something like a rape is to punish the rapist, if they even do that. And it's really sad for victims. They have to carry around these experiences with them for the rest of their lives if they don't ever deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
And most people don't deal with it, and they cause more trauma in other people's lives because it seems like people have been traumatized, traumatize others. They pass it off on to others. So it kind of like spreads it around. And it's not fair to everyone to deny victims of trauma this alternative to getting better. I mean, it obviously is effective, and it's going to affect people who haven't even experienced trauma.
Yeah, everybody has things that they can't really seem to get over. And I think something like this would absolutely help pretty much everybody.
I tend to agree. And I think that if you actually had... You know, if the world took a dose of MDMA, I don't know how much war would remain. I really don't. Because
the world is full of MDMA.
What do you mean?
I don't know. It exists on Earth. People have the option to use it, and there are people with guns telling people they can't use it.
No, I know. But if the people with the guns would take a dose of MDMA,
oh, right.
I really wonder what that would do. Because it seems to me like the powers that be, whoever they are, don't want people to have this experience. They don't want people to have an experience where all these walls that everybody's built up throughout their lives because, oh no, what's so-and-so going to think? Or, you know, tradition has always been like this, or I should behave in this way because people think this, or society determines behavior. You know, all these people, humans, have built up all these walls between themselves and their loved ones and other human beings. But if those walls were to come down and people were to connect with other human beings on a truly human-to-human basis and be able to communicate effectively ideas about whatever, I think that would really go a long way to bringing people together, eliminating some hatred and misunderstanding, and, you know, stop people from thinking down or looking down at other human beings as less than them.
A lot of people who go out and drink alcohol are looking for similar effects that you get with ecstasy without all the terrible consequences you get with alcohol.
Because alcohol is legal.
There's more coming up here at 855-450-FREE, but alcohol usually gets people to start fighting, not with MDMA.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective alternative and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. You can create the content that you see there on the site. All the items that you scroll down the front page, they were placed there by listeners just like you. Go get interactive at freetalklive.com. And some of the other things you can do include listening to the show. We've got live streams, broadband, midband, and narrowband versions, and there are live around the clock, meaning that they're constantly streaming. The show's only live from 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time, 7 nights a week. The other 21 hours a day, you'll hear the latest episode replayed on our live streams. And you can go to listen.freetalklive.com, tune those in. Also, we've got radio stations, over 110 stations coast to coast that air the show at various times throughout the week. We've also got satellite listening choices, including XM Satellite Radio, as well as free-to-air satellite, which were available across North and Central America on KU-band, brought to you by Bitcoin. The webcam is another option for you to tune in, as well as the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. So go to listen.freetalklive.com. Now, have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? You know, something's probably going to occur at some point in the future. Maybe it'll only be for a short period of time, like a blackout or some sort of snow-in or whatever the issue might be, a hurricane if you live down south. You never know what the emergency is going to be, but you can pretty much count that it's going to happen at some point in your life. So always a good thing to have some stored food on hand. This is a basic form of insurance for you and your family, and it's cost-effective, at least if you go with a legacy premium band, brand of food from food.freetalklive.com. 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food, and it can be as little as $1.50 per meal, and that's on average half of the cost of the competition. But go and see for yourself at food.freetalklive.com. There's a handy chart there that compares the legacy premium brand to the competition, and plus, once you take a look and you decide that this is a hell of a deal, and I can tell you that the food products I've had thus far, I have enjoyed. These things are going to last 25 years on the shelf.
Wow.
And you get free shipping on all orders. Plus, there's vegetarian and gluten-free options. In addition to that, they have an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. This is serious food, and it can really help you out in an emergency, and the price is right. So go to food.freetalklive.com and get the details. Now, we're talking about MDMA, and there's a little bit more to this story. It's actually a long story from CNN.com. I've chopped out the majority of the middle portion of it and only focusing on one lady and her experience going to a therapy session with a psychologist and being administered a dose of MDMA for that session, having 80% of her PTSD symptoms disappear after the session, and then 3 years later on a follow-up interview, they're still gone. So she's much better now than she used to be. In fact, Hope, according to CNN, no longer has flashbacks or night terrors, and she no longer jumps when the phone rings. After finishing with the doctor, she decided to abandon her quiet life on Maui and move to Los Angeles. In 2008, she felt strong enough to have a second child. She said recently, "That's another part of the gift of MDMA. Before those sessions, I just couldn't get it together to expand my family the way I wanted to." Crowds no longer faze her. In fact, she spent 2 months this fall as a full-time climate change protester doing street theater in a polar bear hat in front of hostile crowds at presidential debates and similar events. She said it gets pretty intense. It's something I couldn't have done before the treatment. Grateful as she is for Midhoffer's study, she feels very strongly as ever about avoiding recreational drug use. She says, "I have a very, very serious respect for that medicine. You really don't want anybody to do this without professional supervision. It could open portals in a way that could really damage you," she says.
Hmm. Why does she feel like she's authorized to comment on what would have happened if she was in the professional setting?
I don't know. I mean,
they just want to throw that in, so because CNN is just CNN.
It's mainstream. You're right. It's mainstream media reporting. But, you know, to their credit, they're doing a lengthy report on MDMA in the first place, which is nice to see happen. But, yeah, I mean, you've got to get kind of the standard viewpoint in there that, look, this could be really dangerous. It helped me a lot, but it could be really dangerous. And
well,
it's certainly
well, it can if they mix it with meth like they
well,
do
right.
sometimes.
Yeah, if it's street drugs, then you never know what you're going to get. And that really can be dangerous.
There are some people like Alex Jones that think that the globalist elite are taking drugs like this, and that's why they're whacked out of their brain.
Mm.
His words, not mine. And he claims that they're, quote, gobbling the DMT and seeing this thing called a clockwork elf
right.
that is telling them how to control the world
how to
and
murder
to kill
people.
People.
Right? Yeah.
Who says this?
Alex Jones.
It's an entertaining video on YouTube. You can pull that up
wow.
at your
I'll
leisure.
Watch that.
They're gobbling the DMT. The clockwork elves are saying, kill people, do yeah. this.
He just wants us to be jealous of the elites. That's all it is.
Well, there's no doubt that the elites can certainly afford the, whatever drugs they want to. But, you know, as far as the, you know, this drug doing damage to people, it's the street availability of it and the questionable quality that is the real risk. There's also a risk of overheating if you're using the drug and not hydrating yourself. And there's also a risk of overhydration as well. So there are some risks involved, and someone really should, who's interested, do research. Arrowid.org is a great site. E-R-O-W-I-D, Arrowid.org. Lots of information in there. Lots of not just info about the drugs, frequently asked questions and details about many, many drugs, not just ecstasy, but lots of drugs. And there's also what they call trip reports. So people will write down their experience. There are first-time trip reports. There are positive trip reports. There are negative trip reports. So you can go and read about whatever chemical or plant that is interesting to you. Some of them are, you know, they've got more content than others. Obviously, drugs that have been around for a long time have a lot of experience. People have a lot of experience with them, whereas like the newfangled designer drugs they're selling in the stores as bath salts, not so much experience with that. You probably don't want to get involved in that stuff. But, you know, MDMA has been used safely by millions of people around the world for dozens of years. And there's plenty of experience with this drug. I don't know about her when she says it could open portals in a way that could really damage you. Anyway, she's Midhoffer, the doctor in this case, remained cautious. He says, I think at this point what we know is that MDMA can be administered safely to people with PTSD. To the right people in the right setting with the right screening, it shows very encouraging signs of being effective, you know, but the numbers are too small to say that we can definitely prove that. And he's right about that. 19 people in one study is certainly not anything of significance.
You need a skylight, you need a therapist, and nice music playing in the background.
But it's interesting. You know, it's not conclusive, necessarily, but it's interesting.
And maybe the thing about opening the portals or whatever, if you're around a crowd that you don't feel comfortable with, you could have a bad trip.
It's true. I can
and
imagine opening up and then
that would mess with your brain and make you not really trust people. Possibly.
How do you think someone who is on MDMA and around people who aren't accepting? How do you think that would? I'm just trying to imagine.
Yeah, that's an interesting question because if you were like you're on the MDMA but no one else is and there's like an angry bunch of drunks.
Yeah.
That's probably not going to be a, you know, a real great experience.
Not a good experience.
But do you think it would be more damaging?
I don't think there would be damage from it. I think the person on MDMA would probably empathize with the poor bastard drunks and feel, you know, and then feel sorry for them. And
they'd probably be spending their time taking care of the drunks then.
Right, yeah. They'd probably be the ones helping the drunks at the toilet and, you know, cleaning up or whatever.
I love
because,
you, man.
Well, right, because, you know, you want to, that's a funny thing with alcohol commercials or whatever. What was it, Budweiser, wherever that came from, that I love you man thing?
Probably.
That was an alcohol.
But I'm the I love you man guy when I'm drunk.
Yeah.
I told everybody at Porkfest 2 years ago that I loved them extremely loudly at like 1 o'clock in the morning.
Are you ever not extremely loud?
When I'm asleep.
There you go.
Yeah, right.
But I feel like, I love you, you know, I don't think there can be really anything horrible that would come from that, from an experience like that. I mean, as far as the mentality of the person taking the MDMA, it makes you more willing to connect with other human beings. And I don't see that as being a bad thing in any circumstance. Obviously, set and setting are very important. You should be, if you're going to do a drug like that, you should be in a place you're comfortable with. You should be with people with whom you're comfortable. But even if you weren't, MDMA isn't a trip. It's not a psychedelic at all. It's an empathogen. More coming up. I'll tell you what that means in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388. Or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled SQUATTY potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. SACL CAI toll free line. Maybe you want to share your experience with MDMA. That's kind of the topic that we've actually were brought by one of our callers in the second hour of the show.
Thanks, caller.
Yeah, I think it's a great topic. It's one that we actually haven't discussed in a while here. But over the years on Free Talk Live, we have covered MDMA and some of the studies that have been managed to have been done on them, specifically about MDMA and its effects on PTSD, which are stunning by all the evidence. People with PTSD reporting that their symptoms, most all of them have cleared up, 80 to 90% of them cleared up, and cleared up for good. Not just some sort of temporary drug thing, but like serious connections were made, brains rewired in a positive manner that actually solves people's problems. So it's MDMA in a kind of a therapy session setting. I want to continue that discussion here in a moment, but I want to remind you about BitcoinStore.com. You can't buy MDMA there, but you can get all kinds of things at BitcoinStore.com. More than 500,000 items are ready for immediate shipment. And they're not kidding. I ordered a tripod bag because my old tripod bag has just been worn away over the years. This was the crappy bag that came with the tripod, and it was kind of a crappy tripod in the first place. But the bag wore out, and so I got my new one from BitcoinStore.com, and it's great. It's padded. It's got nice, you know, it's well sewn, so I have a feeling this one's going to last me for a long time. By the way, the products are at a 0% markup, and they come from the world's largest consumer electronics distributor, and it's more than just electronics that are available there. Go and check it out, BitcoinStore.com. 0% markup. Go ahead, compare the prices. Do a Google shopping search and see what other options there are out there. Don't forget to factor in shipping as well, because when you order through BitcoinStore.com, the shipping is $5 if it's under $100. If it's over $100, your order, free shipping. So not only do you get a 0% markup, a huge selection, and you get free shipping, but you also get to pay with Bitcoin. In fact, that's the only way you can pay at BitcoinStore.com. So some people have said about Bitcoin, well, you can't buy anything real.
That's not true. You can buy a lot of things that are real, and it's only going to get better over time. So go and check it out. And by the way, you can order anonymously, too. Since it's Bitcoin, your Bitcoin account doesn't have any identifying information attached to it. So when you're checking out, you just put whatever address you want it shipped to, and they don't care who you are. Because there's no refund.
I wonder how many more shops that sell stuff like sex toys and things like that. People don't want others to know they're buying. I wonder how many places like that are going to be accepting Bitcoin for
good
the
anonymity.
Yes, thank you.
Probably a lot.
Yeah, it's only going to get better over time, and BitcoinStore.com is one of the first on the scene, and they're doing an amazing job, 0% markup. They're doing this just because they want people to use Bitcoins, they want things to be purchased with Bitcoins, and for Bitcoins to become more useful over time. So, I said I was going to define empathogen. You had mentioned a bad trip, Daryl, and it's understandable why someone would associate terminology like that with ecstasy, because illegal drugs are generally associated with things like tripping. But tripping is something that is a word you would associate with hallucinogenics or entheogens, as they might be called. The MDMA is actually considered an empathogen, and the root word there is empathy. So we've been talking about how humans who take this drug can break down barriers, can become closer to other humans, become more understanding of what other people are going through, and even their own trauma, be able to identify those things. So it's an empathogen. It encourages empathy within humans. It's not going to make it so you see floating eyeballs or something like that. So just to clarify.
Okay. But could you still have a bad... whatever it's,
there's always a
bad experience
if
you're around people that you don't trust, and then that's put in your drink.
If somebody were to put this in your drink, the drink would probably taste pretty bad. But
you know what I'm saying? Like if you took it without realizing you were taking it.
If you were around people
that you didn't trust and were doing things that you didn't really like.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to do anything you don't want to do. You're totally in control of yourself, generally. I would say the worst thing that could happen, in my opinion, beyond, overheating, if you're not well hydrated enough or being overhydrated or getting something that's not actually MDMA, the worst thing that could happen would be that you might have, you might barf. It might just be too much. The come up on the drug might be too intense. The dose might be too high, and that might be uncomfortable for somebody. But then after you puke, you'll probably feel a lot better at that point. And as far as trusting people is concerned, one could look at this as a negative. You might be more trusting of the people that you didn't trust previously.
True. You might get duped.
Yeah, so that could be a possibility as well.
Yeah, because I've never used the MDMA. So I don't know what, the effects are. I don't know feels or whatever.
When they're talking about tripping, they're talking about, mushrooms or acid. And those situations, you definitely want to be around people you trust. That's much more important for those kind of drugs because you're completely out of it. You might be seeing stuff that's not real. And, stuff that is real might, look bigger or smaller or something. So in those situations, you are completely vulnerable. But with this, it's not so much.
There you go. 855, 453.
Wouldn't you be vulnerable because you would be more trusting of people?
You could be.
Right. But I don't think it's going to be like your friend looks like a giant alligator or something like that.
Right. No, that's not what I mean by vulnerable. I mean, if you're around people that you don't really know, and then you become more trusting of them, they might be able to manipulate you in one way or another to do something that you normally wouldn't do.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm at a rave and they're selling bottles of water for $4, I'll pay it.
Well, it's because
that's not really what I mean by doing something you wouldn't normally do.
I don't think so, because you are still able to think rationally. I mean, these people who are at these therapy sessions are able to address their issues that these PTSD, very serious traumatic issues, in an understandable way that can be permanently life changing for them. So I don't really see that as being the case. But yeah, somebody who's new to the drug and in this experience. audience that they've never had before, where they're more trusting of people, maybe they could get ripped off somehow by someone who
could somebody
might
take advantage of them sexually.
Sexually? Hmm. I would say that no. I would think that you would have to, you know, you would have to want to have sex with somebody. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, Allie, if somebody who you didn't know came up and started touching you in a sexual
manner.
That
happened when I was on MDMA, and I did not like it, and I immediately was not high anymore.
Really?
Yeah. It was at the end of the night, so it was fine, but, I mean, I was feeling the effects until then, and then that happened, and I was like,
whoa!
This is weird. Like, yeah. It felt totally separate from the rest of my experience.
So, does that answer your question?
Kind of. I guess.
He's going to try to slip it in someone's drink.
No, I'm not. Why would I do that?
I'm just kidding.
No,
I know you wouldn't do that.
It doesn't take your faculties away, but on the other hand, you know, you could, you might be more accepting of physical contact from others. So
that's what I'm saying.
If, for instance, let's say if I were to give you a back rub that normally you'd be uncomfortable about that because I'm a guy, you know, you wouldn't have a problem with Allie doing it. But if you were on MDMA, you probably wouldn't care. So does that mean you're being taken advantage of? No, it means you are okay with it, and that's in that instance because you're, you know, whatever barriers you had up against having a guy give you a back rub have been taken down.
Okay, so like somehow you giving me a back rub wouldn't then lead to
a BJ?
Other things. Right. No, that's not what I was going to say.
Maybe.
But, you know, like.
What other things?
Because, well, the barrier, no, because the barrier is down.
Yeah.
Would I then be, hey, I want to experiment and, you know, have gay sex?
I think
like,
you really
I don't know.
I think you don't want the other people to feel uncomfortable either if you're all on it. I mean, where are you going to be where other people aren't rolling and you are?
I don't know. I've been around people that were rolling on something and I wasn't. And it was very uncomfortable for me.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Why? Because they're having so much more fun?
No. Because, and I don't think they were actually on MDMA. They were on something that they were told was MDMA. And they were acting very strange and sort of like weird jerky motions and the sweating.
Tell them they're on crack.
And the guy, you know how like Bill Cosby would always like make the weird
the dance
motions like this? The guy was like that and sweating. And I was trying to avoid him because...
And what did he want to do to you?
He just wanted to sit there and talk, but it made me very uncomfortable because I didn't want to be bothered.
Maybe
at the
you need
time.
To revisit this experience in a clinical trial.
There you go. A little PTSD. We're out of time. But you can join us online where a question I've asked is, how has MDMA changed you? It's on our Facebook page and our Twitter right now. So if you want to put your input in, you're welcome to do that. And we'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Be safe and have fun.
Save now $5 a pill for Viagra or Cialis in 32-count generic packages. Compare $5 a pill to up to $25 in the U.S. Save on Meds pharmacies have been importing safe, reliable medicine to U.S. customers for 9 years. Get generic Viagra and Cialis for $5 a pill with confidence. Call for a free quote and info. It's Save on Meds. 888-6969-363. 888-6969-363.
Are you as excited about Bitcoins as I am? Then you need to be where Free Talk Live's gonna be. In San Jose on May 17th through 19th at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. You can be in front or behind the wave of change. Bitcoin pioneers from Coinbase, NerdTribe, and Facebook will signal the future for Bitcoins. Education, networking, and opportunities never imagined will be there for the bold. Seize the future. The future of payments. Sign up now. Bitcoin2013.com.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other
Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.